大家好，
Hello, everyone.
欢迎来到渔翁聊教育。
Welcome to Fishman's Chat about Education.
最近耿同学掀起了一阵学术打假风暴。
Recently, classmate Jane has stirred up a wave of academic cracking.
在36天内，
In 36 days,
他接连揭露出5位顶尖学者的顶刊论文。
He successively exposed five top scholars' top-tier papers,
数据造假问题。
data fabrication issues.
这5位顶尖学者都是国家杰青、长江学者。
These five top scholars are all national distinguished professors.
他们还是985或211大学的院长。
They are still the deans of the universities of Jiubao, Yarbo, or 2.2.
他们都手握巨额科研经费。
They all hold a large amount of research funding.
然而，
However,
这些科研经费并没有取得应有的成果。
these research funds have not achieved the expected results.
反而产出了数据造假的顶刊论文。
Instead, it produced top-tier papers with fabricated data.
说到这儿，
At this point,
我不禁想起了严宁之问。
I couldn't help but think of Yan Ning's question.
2023年，
2023.
严宁教授在参加一次博士生推免面试时。
Professor Yan Ning was participating in a doctoral applicant interview when,
除了问一些常规的问题外，
in addition to asking some common questions,
他还提了一个问题。
he also submitted a paper.
10年后，
10 years later,
假设你已经功成名就，资源充沛。
Assume you have achieved success and have abundant resources.
那么你最想探索的科学问题是什么？
What scientific question are you most interested in exploring?
或者说，这一辈子你有什么科学问题？
Or what scientific questions do you have in your lifetime?
或者科技难题？
Or technological challenges?
你一旦能够突破或者解答，
Once you can break through or solve it,
就觉得此生无憾了。
I feel that I have no regrets in this life.
这个问题，他问了20多位前去面试的学生。
He asked this question to over 20 students who had gone for interviews.
但没有一个学生的回答，
But no student's answer.
让他眼前一亮。
Make him see the light.
有的学生说，
Some students said,
一时半会儿还没有想好。
I haven't decided yet.
有的学生只是泛泛地说了一些兴趣爱好。
Some students just mentioned their hobbies in a general way.
还有的学生干脆一脸茫然。
There are also students who are completely blank-faced.
不知道怎么回答。
I don't know how to answer.
我想，严宁教授想得到的，
What I want is what Professor Yan Ning wants.
让他眼前一亮的回答，应该是学生们发自内心对科学研究的冲动，是在冲动支配下的一种本能的想法。
The answer that would surprise him is that the student's impulse to conduct scientific research is a natural impulse under the control of impulse.
他假设的前提是功成名就和资源充沛。
His premise is that he will achieve success and have abundant resources.
也就是说，
That is to say,
当你不需要追名逐利时，
When you don't need to chase fame and fortune,
你对科研还有没有热情？
do you still have passion for scientific research?
当你拥有一切资源时，
When you have everything,
你将如何利用这些资源？
how will you use these resources?
你将 把这些资源用来做什么研究？
What will you use these resources for research?
这是对顶级科研人员的灵魂拷问。
This is a soul-searching question for top researchers.
突破性的创新成果
Breakthrough innovation results
需要的是强大的内驱力。
What is needed is strong internal motivation.
而这种内驱力源自纯粹的兴趣和为人类造福的伟大梦想。
And this inner drive comes from pure interest and the great dream of benefiting humanity.
在这方面
In this regard,
最典型的例子是埃隆·马斯克。
The most typical example is Elon Musk.
马斯克是世界首富。
Musk is the world's richest man.
他是人类历史上首位身价超过3000亿美元的富豪。
He is the first person in human history to have a net worth of over $3 trillion.
截止到今年三月
As of March of this year,
他的净资产为8390亿美元。
His net worth is $839 billion.
约合57000多亿人民币。
Approximately 570 billion RMB.
他是美国国家工程院院士。
Approximately a member of the National Academy of Engineering in the United States.
他还是英国皇家学会院士。
He is still a fellow of the Royal Society.
毫无疑问。
Undoubtedly.
马斯克早已经功成名就。
Musk has already achieved great success.
但是他仍然在探索创新的路上狂奔。
However, he is still running wildly on the path of innovation.
他对技术创新的痴迷程度丝毫没有减弱。
His passion for technological innovation has not diminished at all.
他的火箭回收技术遥遥领先。
His rocket recovery technology is far ahead. Space
空发射占全球半壁江山
Launched, occupying half the world.
但它的猛禽发动机还在不断迭代
But his Raptor engine is still under continuous iteration.
它的梦想是实现火星移民
His dream is to realize Mars colonization.
让人类成为跨星际物种。
Make humans into an interstellar species.
他的星链技术已经领先世界。
His Starlink technology has already led the world.
但他还要建设太空算力中心。
But he also needs to build a space computing center.
他的 CyberCab 已经实现量产
Its CyberCab has been mass-produced.
但他的无人驾驶技术还在不断迭代更新。
However, his self-driving technology is constantly being iterated and updated.
科学发现、技术创新源自永不停歇的探索精神。
Scientific discoveries are the result of the relentless pursuit of knowledge.
而探索精神又源自对探索未知的兴趣和敢于打破常规的奇思妙想。
And the exploration of the spirit also comes from the interest in exploring the unknown and the bold idea of breaking the routine.
Yan Jing 教授期待的可能是天马行空式的想法。
Professor Yan Jing was likely hoping for imaginative and out-of-the-box ideas.
例如
For example,
学生们可以说我想攻克某种罕见病。
Students can say that I want to conquer a rare disease.
甚至可以说我想让人长生不老。
I even wanted to make people immortal.
然而
However,
我们的优秀学生却都没有天马行空式的想法。
Our outstanding students lack imaginative ideas.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他们害怕。
Because they are afraid.
怕别人取笑。
Afraid of being mocked.
怕老师批评他们异想天开。
Afraid of being criticized by their teachers for their fanciful ideas.
不切实际。
Unrealistic.
然而
However,
作为探索未知世界的科学家
As a scientist exploring the unknown world,
只有异想天开
Only imagination
才有可能创造奇迹
Only then can miracles happen.
如果连梦想都没有，那么突破性
If there is no breakthrough,
成果就无从谈起了。
The results were gone.